the core event is the Israelites' arrival at Mount Sinai and the establishment of a covenant bring Moses as God's appointed leader, father-in-law Jethro. Set in the wilderness after the exodus from Egypt, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, Vitz, after hearing of Israel's deliverance, praises God, verving Moses, judging all disputes alone, Jethro, advises delegating authority to capable men. Moses implements. Israelites then camp at Sinai, where God calls Moses to the mountain, proposing a covenant. If Israel obeys, they will be God's treasured possession, a kingdom of priests. The people agree. God instructs Moses to consecrate the people for 3 days, setting boundaries around the mountain under penalty of death. On the third day, God descends on Sinai in fire, smoke, with trumpet blasts causing the people to tremble. Nay, Moses ascends the mountain after God calls him, and is instructed to warn the people and priests not to approach. The New Testament passage contrasts the experience at Sinai with the believer's current position. It states that believers have not come to the tangible, purifying mountain of fire, darkness, and trumpet blast, where even Moses trembled with fear, and the command was that any trespasser must die. Instead, they have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, countless angels in joyful assembly, the church of the firstborn, God the judge, the spirits of the righteous made perfect, Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to his sprinkled blood, which speaks a better word than Abel's. The psalm text recalls God's march through the wilderness. The earth shook, and heavens poured rain before God. 1 of Sinai. There. This sequence moves from the establishment of a mediated crew, emotional covenant at a physically terrifying mountain, declaration of a new, better covenant mediated by Jesus, providing access to a heavenly city. Turning point is the contrast between the fearful approach to God under the old covenant at Sinai, joyful assembly accessible under the new. This positions the Sinai theophany as a foundational but preparatory event, lighting the holiness and awe of God, which is later fulfilled and transcended through Christ's mediation.